When voters go to the polls in August, there will be just two statewide primary contests on the ballot. There's the Republican Senate primary, which is attracting national attention and millions of dollars. And then there's the Democratic Lieutenant Governor's race. The two candidates for the Democratic nomination debated today at a lightly attended Anchorage Chamber of Commerce event. APRN's Alexander Gutierrez reports that the pair differed more in style than substance.
From the very beginning, it was clear that there weren't going to be fireworks at the lieutenant governor's debate. The event had a capacity of 150, but just over 40 people showed up, and a couple of tables were entirely empty. And then Anchorage Chamber of Commerce president and debate moderator Andrew Halcrow introduced the office of lieutenant governor like this.
The lieutenant governor's position is commonly referred to as simply watching over the state seal, or waiting for the governor to die.
After State Senator Hollis French and Wasilla teacher and political newcomer Bob Williams established that, yes, serving as lieutenant governor is a worthwhile job, they laid out their positions on everything from energy to education. And over again, their answers echoed each other. They both expressed concern that the state wasn't spending its money on the right things, both calling out the expensive and controversial renovation of the Anchorage Legislative Information Office. And one place where they would like to put more money? Well, here's French.
One area where we're failing to make the adequate amount of investments is in education.
And here's Williams.
We need to think about what is an adequate and reasonable amount for public education.
They support increasing the minimum wage, but they have reservations about allowing the sale of marijuana in the state, even if neither of them think possession of the drug should land someone in jail. Again, here's French.
The ballot initiative, I think, goes too far. It legalizes not only marijuana, but the derivatives and the condensed products, and you wind up with storefronts, and I don't think Alaska's quite ready for that.
And Williams.
That idea of criminalizing and spending a lot of money to put people in prison for recreational drug use, I think is wrong. There's some changes, but I will be voting no.
As far as the new tax ceiling on oil production goes, both French and Williams want to go back to a higher profits tax. If anything, they ended up debating moderator Andrew Halcrow more than each other on the oil tax question, given that the chamber's taken a position against the referendum. Halcrow repeatedly pressed them on their arguments before the business-friendly audience. When it came time to ask each other questions, neither one focused on substantive differences. Williams asked French how he planned to work across the aisle and why he was running for the lieutenant slot after running for governor before. French didn't even ask Williams a combative question, instead asking him to talk about his experience teaching during years of flat funding. In Anchorage, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.